That's right.
But when you said what? Now, what did you say a while ago? You said something. I know, from the day job to the dream
job. To your
dream
job. Yep.
But you're one of the questions you sent. What would you tell authors and artists and creators that they need to do or keep in mind before they go pro? Buddy,
yes.
We yet have not gone pro. I don't even know what that means. This is such a process. I feel like daily I'm trying to figure it out. Now, from the outside, a lot of people think these people have figured it out. But I think that's
right.
Probably what keeps us on the edge is that I don't feel we have. Therefore, we are scrambling. Our little feet under the water are paddling just as fast as we can.
Wow.
And onto the new thing. Every day we're asking questions. If that's one thing, Carrie, I've done, I never feel I'm the smartest guy in the room. As a matter of fact, I'm always wondering, what am I doing in this room with these smart people? But I have mastered acting as if I don't know, and I can ask the most amazing questions.
Wow. That's tremendous.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do, because I read in your book that no brand is an island, that when Andy asked you, he was living under a pier. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes.
Wow. So you started this whole thing kind of acting, if you will.
Oh, my gosh. I'm still acting. I will tell you up front, I don't know what I'm doing. But if I did know, here's what I would do. Do you see how that works? And every single one of us can say that statement. And it worked on every single person I've ever said that to, except one. And that one person was my mother, and I think she was just being obstinate.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, she just wouldn't play
the
game, you know?
Why do you think, though, I use the term GoPro, and why do you think there's this big mental barrier that says there's a threshold out there that exists? Because I think you're onto something. You know, I kind of feel the same way as you. But there is this mental gap that says, if I go pro, the risk, look at all that I'm giving up, right?
Yeah, and let's talk about that. There's a definite mentality on having a job and being an entrepreneur. In a job, my hallucination is, and my visual picture is, it's almost like an animal that is caged. And that job is the cage. It's your cubicle. It's the four walls, the building you got to go to every day. And they open it up, a little door, a little window, and they feed you. That's called your paycheck. They give you water and little niblets of this and that. And that's also your, quote, benefits. They call them benefits to convince you that it's something that's going to benefit you. But in reality, that is not true, because I have not officially, legally, from an IRS or any other point of view, had a job in over 34 years.
Wow.
However, what are the benefits that I have? I can come and go as I want. I have a benefit of traveling around the world and doing my job. Even when I'm home, I can be outside and do my job. I can call in sick, or I can call in well and go somewhere and play for the day. I can decide to eat lunch or brunch. I can leave early for dinner. I can call it a 3-day weekend or even a 4-day weekend. What kind of benefits are those? Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. I am with you. I am with you.
So and when I started this with Andy, I decided, and here I was, a college graduate, had several in the previous time period of a couple of years, had several what we could call career jobs that I never felt comfortable with. Even though making plenty of money, the money was not the thing. I felt like I would rather own what I was doing and be poor and trying rather than take the for sure safe thing. And most people want certainty. And the higher level of uncertainty that I can withstand, then the higher or the more possibility of the blessings or the success that we can attain.
What preacher, brother?
Isn't that awesome?